USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden hosted German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House. He talked about the likely agenda for the joint futures forum that's being set up.
We need to make sure that the rules of the road governing the use of emerging technologies advance freedom, not authoritarianism and repression. And we need to promote a sustainable and inclusive economic recovery that enhances the prosperity and opportunity for all.
Merkel mentioned through an interpreter the heavy flooding that's killed at least 60 people in her country and in Belgium.
My heart goes out to all of those who in this catastrophe lost their loved ones or who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing.
Dozens of people are still missing after heavy rains in Western Europe caused heavy flooding. There's also flooding in Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and northern France. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Nike wants disgraced lawyer Michael Avenatti to pay fines for trying to extort them out of millions of dollars. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The Oregon-based company is seeking just over $856,000 from the lawyer, who was given 2.5 years in prison for his actions in the scheme. Nike's financial request is actually a revised one, as the company previously wanted $1.7 million. Avenatti was convicted for threatening to give Nike bad publicity if they didn't pay him millions. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Los Angeles County announced it's going to reinstate indoor mask mandates amid surging COVID-19 cases. The mandate applies regardless of whether they've been vaccinated against the virus. COVID-19 cases are rising in 45 states as the more infectious Delta virus has become more prominent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The former ambassador to the UN is speaking out about the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan. USA's Lance Pry reports.
Former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador Nikki Haley on Fox News says America's withdrawal from Afghanistan was done poorly.
One issue is the withdrawal. The other issue is how it was done. The idea that the base left in the, you know, in the dark of night and just suddenly disappeared was a terrible sign for our enemies and for our allies. And, you know, what we want is we don't want thousands of people on the ground in Afghanistan, but we need a presence, an intelligence presence. You know, in Syria, we had a presence, not a lot of people, but Russia and Iran didn't mess with us. They let us know what was going on all the time because they knew we were watching. You have now taken every ounce of our eyes and ears off what's happening. Taliban's taken over 85%. And what that now means is we now have to be careful at home because we don't know what the terrorists are doing abroad.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The European Union Court of Justice ruled that private employers can prohibit headscarves if it's part of a comprehensive ban on all religious and political symbols in relation to a policy on neutrality. The decision, part of a case brought by two Muslim women working in Germany, reaffirmed a similar decision in 2017. Critics say the rules are discriminatory and target those practicing Islam. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.